Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
$1,500 Bighorn crew cabs while they're in stock. So go check them out now, people. Ram, tell them Hugh Douglas sent you. They'll take great care of you.
It's time for the Darren Eales Report, presented by Aaron's.
We do it each and every week here on Dukes and Bell, presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands and furniture, electronics, and appliances, guys. It is Dukes and Bell and Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United, joining us right now. And Darren, thanks so much. I know you've been out and about, usually in studio, but today we grab you on the phone. First and foremost, how good did you feel after the win? And seeing what, you know, Joseph Martinez was able to do last weekend, I thought it was special because he's not 100%. And Mike and I just said, this guy's a trooper.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Not bad with a dodgy groin, was it? To jump like a, leap like a salmon and head that goal in. He's really remarkable. So scored in his 10th consecutive game and to break his own record is it's just brilliant. And look, I thought it was a superb performance, really, from the first minute to the last.
We've talked so much about the style of play. It seems like everything is clicking because it's one thing if New York City FC is coming at you. We were able to really control much of the tempo of that game.
Yeah, I mean, we had the sort of flashbacks that first season against DC when we missed probably four good chances in the first 5 minutes. And you thought, oh, no, is it going to be one of them games? And then obviously we had the goal curled off from Miles Robinson. But we just kept going and I think, you know, it really was a great performance. Even in the second half, you know, should have had a penalty at the end there right. As well to make it, a third goal. So I think, you know, it was all around really good performance.
Darren, one of the things we've been talking about, and I don't know how much you put into this, is it just that we're hitting our stride or is it because we've got our three guys that we've been clamoring to have on the pitch all year long? And that's Barco, it's Joseph, and Pitty all at once. And by the way, I thought Pitty might have played his best match of the year.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? For the first goal, I mean, look, it was a great cross from Julian, wonderful header by Joseph, but the way that Pitty did that turn and pass to get it to Julian was, you know, some of the magic that we're excited to see in Pitty play now. Look, I think it's forgotten, Carl. We had a lot, didn't we? We had the slow start, and, you know, there's been very few games where we've had all three of those players out on the pitch, and in a salary cap league, you have to have your DPs out there playing and producing, and so I think that's one factor, and, you know, I've spoken about this before. It was a slow start, but we've been showing signs of this for a long time. Our last 12 MLS games, we scored 29 goals. So that equates to about 82 goals in a season, which is way more than we scored in our first 2 years. So for more than a third of a season now, we're scoring at rates that we really haven't matched before. So I think it's great because we're peaking at the right time. We've got two finals obviously coming up in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, that's really good. And we're seeing our players coming back from injury, and that's giving us the depth as well.
It is our man Darren Eales, the boss, El Jefe of Atlanta United, joined and is here brought to you by our buddies at Aaron's. Darren, the return of George Bello, I know he is listed as part of the 18 for the match against Club America, but I know we've been asking about him and his. I know he's played for Atlanta United too. How, you think he'll be able to play a whole game or just come off the bench, or how do you think Frank will use him when he does get ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm not sure how Frank's going to use him. I mean, he did play 60 minutes of the second team on the weekend, so that's now 45 minutes and then 60 minutes under his belt. But it is a different standard, a different level, Atlanta United too. So we'll just have to see how he's doing and how Frank wants to sort of play the team.
Darren, do you ever look at these power rankings?
I do sometimes, yeah, when I'm bored.
So I'm looking at the MLS power rankings right now, power poll. Right. LAFC, Philly.
And by the way, don't you want to have a second crack at LAFC the way that game went down, Darren?
Yeah, look, I mean, they've had a great season. I mean, hats off to them. They're playing superb soccer, and they're a really good team. I mean, it's great that they're out the west, though, so that leaves the east a little bit more clear for the battle that's going on, because a number of teams could win the east at the moment. So that makes it exciting.
So, yeah, LAFC, and I'm with you on that. Philly, then us. This is the MLS Power Poll. And then Portland. And the reason why I bring this up is because Portland, we're going to see them Sunday, the 18th, at Portland. And that's a team we beat last year for MLS Cup. So, you know, again, we've kind of seen what we're up against, but we are considered to be one of the, you know, ascending teams right now. And I do agree with that, but they don't consider us to be the top team.
No, and to be honest, I mean, it's nice to sort of read to pass the time, but who really cares? It's going to be about how you finish. And, you know, I'll even say that when we get to playoffs, all the pressure is going to be on LAFC because, you know, anything short of winning the cup is going to be considered a failure. So, you know, that's the reality. It's all about what happens in the playoffs and how you're peaking at the end of the season. So, you know, for us, Portland's going to be a tough game. You know, they're a great team. They're, you know, in my opinion, they're a better team now than they were when we played them in the cup. They're at home and they've added seats, so it's a real fortress, a tough place to play. You know, one of the great places to play soccer in the country of North America, really around the world, the atmosphere they create. So it'll be tough for us, but hey, it's good for us to be getting these sort of games because, you know, we're coming to pressure time now, and I think, you know, our experience is certainly going to help us in good stead when we get to the playoffs. Hopefully, you know, we'll do that and finish in the, you know, the home play places.
And one of the things about MLS, much like in the NFL, winning on the road is just hard. We're 3-8 on the road. We're killing it at home at 10-1-3. And as you said, it's a true test. Do you worry about how fatigued we'd be after Wednesday? Because I think Wednesday, even though this is a new competition, we're all excited about more soccer for us to see at Mercedes-Benz, and this is a really historic match.
Yeah, and I've gone on record on this. I mean, we can't expect any sympathy from other people because we want to be in these sort of games. You know, this is a prestigious game because you only get to play in it if you've won MLS Cup. So, you know, for us, it's an honor to be representing the league. We're against, you know, a very good team from Liga MX. It's going to be a tough game, and then we've got a tough road trip to Portland. But, you know, we want to be playing in these type of games. So, you know, we can't have our cake and eat it. We've got to get out there and use the squad depth that we've got to the best of our ability, and hopefully we can get our first trophy on tomorrow and then go to Portland and get a result.
Darren, fair or unfair, did you feel like the style was different in our last match? I talked to some United fans, and they said it felt more wide open. Mike and I talked about it, and, you know, style makes the fights, and we kind of said that, right? And they allowed us to play a different style than just bunkering, but did you feel that way, or is that kind of a misconception?
Not really. I mean, I spoke about it. I think the last sort of 12 games we've been scoring and playing, attacking. I mean, we've went to three in the back, forced by personnel. If you recall, we had that game where we only had three fit defenders, and I think, you know, it's clearly helped us in terms of a format that's let us, you know, use the players that have come back. But we've had the Barco coming back. You know, we've had the chance to get the three DPs on the pitch. So I think all of those factors help. Certainly what I would say with NYC, it was refreshing to have a team that came and didn't bunker.
Right.
Which I think, you know, sometimes we get, and we've spoken about this, you know, teams will sometimes feel that's the only way to get a result. And until you get that first goal and they have to break out of their shell, it's difficult. Doesn't matter if you're Atlanta United, Manchester City, you know, Barcelona, any of those top teams. Sometimes it can be tough to break down a team that's bunkering. But it was great for New York to come out and try and play. And I think we totally outplayed them, to be honest.
And it was kind of cool as Darren Eales joins us here, guys, brought to you by Aaron's. Part of it was, you know, using Justin Miram, actually using guys in maybe positions they're not necessarily experienced with, but they were able to pull it off. And we saw, you know, Frank kind of mixing things up. I saw it in the starting lineup, and it all worked out perfectly.
Yeah, no, I mean, Justin's been fantastic for us, you know, since he's come on that sort of mid-season trade. I mean, we couldn't be happier with the way he settled. And, you know, it's a completely unfamiliar position for him, but he's been fantastic for us. And, you know, defensively as well, even that wing-back position, winning headers. I mean, everybody on the team to a fault played a cracking game on the weekend.
Darren, before we ask you about the comments of Frank DeBoer, a story that we saw, and we certainly want to ask the president about it, I want to ask you, what do you feel like as now we're in the meat of this schedule and you see where we're at and how well we're playing, what do you feel like we need to do better? I hear different things from different people. What does the president of Atlanta United feel like?
Look, I mean, I think we just got to keep improving. So, you know, we were 2-0 and coasting, and then we conceded a goal, and it became a bit of a nervy finish. You know, clearly, if we could have got that third goal and put the game to bed, that would have been a lot more less stressful for us watching. I think, you know, we know that we've got a player like George Bello who can come back, who is a natural sort of left back or left wing back. So I think, you know, it's working on the fact that you know, we need to establish different looks perhaps for different teams and styles they play. And the more that we have our squad available, the more flexible we can be. And we know going into the playoffs, then it's all about locking down and just, you know, giving those performances where you don't make any mistakes. Because if you can limit those mistakes in the playoffs, that's how you get through to the cup.
It's Darren Eales, guys, joining us. We were asking you about the comments of Frank DeBoer when he was asked about equal pay in the international level. The quote that came out was, it would be ridiculous. But as we've said, if you read the entire article in The Guardian, he did go on to try to explain himself. What do you say to these comments? Because some people are saying, how does Frank DeBoer say this? How do you react to it?
Yeah, I mean, look, let me be clear from the start. I mean, this was Frank's individual opinion on that topic, and it certainly doesn't reflect the position of the club. I mean, to be crystal clear, our club is now and always will be about supporting equality of, you know, strong values, lifting each other up, and, you know, we want to grow the game of soccer for all to enjoy, and that's what we stand for. And as you guys know, that's the values that Arthur's known for, and it's really the core of his personal and business philosophy. I mean, look, he used the word ridiculous, which got the headlines, and, you know, that was a poor, very poor, misguided use of the word. I think, look, with English being his second or actually his third language, sometimes his words get misinterpreted. But nevertheless, look, it's an unwise word to use. And, you know, Frank will have to explain his comments. But I don't believe the headline actually represented his true position on the topic.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.